Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Old Tom, the King of Spring, Gallberry Joe. No matter the name, his call resonates with hunters all across the United States. We're talking about the wild turkey, and this is the Talking Tom Podcast.
All right, everyone, welcome. I'm a little nervous right now. You know this voice. You probably saw a thumbnail. That doesn't look like anything that you've seen. You're probably trying to wonder and figure out what's going on because you just heard an intro that you've never heard on the channel before. And, you know, we went through a rough year last year in 2021. 2021 was tough, but 2022 was also tough as well. We took a bit of a hiatus that's becoming a pattern and probably will become dependable next year. I think the hunting gets too good and we just disappear in December. And I feel like every year I tell you we're working on big things and then every year you're like, holy crap, you're serious. Well, this year is no exception to that. And in fact, I think what you're going to find is what we're about to do here and announce here. I guess announce is silly given that the title actually announces it, but what we're about to announce here in this introductory episode is really stinking cool. I am joined by the one and only legendary call maker himself, Daniel Wentworth, and this is big news. This is a podcast that we've been working on for about a week now. I'm kidding. this has been in the works now for a couple months. And what's kind of cool is we started recording episodes before the season, and I'm glad we did because something amazing has emerged from all of this, and we're going to talk about it here in just a second. But you're listening to the Talking Tom podcast. This is the introductory episode. This is not considered episode one. And let me give you guys a little bit of backstory of what's going on here. Throughout turkey season, we hear from you guys tell us all the time, I just want deer. And then we hear, hey, I want more turkey. And we can never keep both feeds happy. And so what we originally sought out to do was to create a mini podcast, a seasonal mini podcast called the Talking Tom podcast that would seek out original guests, original topics, things that you haven't heard before, avenues from the same person, you know, stories that you haven't heard perhaps. Real original content for 6 to 8 weeks. We're going to only do this during April, March, and April, and that's going to be it. And I'm sitting at the lathe a couple months back, and I thought, I wonder if Daniel would be interested in this, because y'all know Chase, y'all know Brett. They're not super like into the turkey thing. Like, they do it, but they're super into the deer thing. And I was like, I need another part-time co-host who can jump on the audio waves and bring that energy of a turkey enthusiast. And so Daniel, it didn't cost me much, but I was able to convince Daniel to hop on. And here we are, the introductory episode. This is all going to land on the same feed. And so you guys are going to be able to just subscribe to the Chasing Tales Outdoor Podcast, which is the feed you're in technically right now. And as you get your weekly episodes, some weeks there's going to be two episodes. There's going to be the Chasing Tales Outdoors, which in the spring is going to represent deer content. And then we have the Talking Tom Podcast, which is going to represent our more dedicated turkey talk. And I'm not going to say there's not going to be some overlap, but by and large, it's going to be kind of bifurcated, if you'll allow me to use a big word, fancy word, there across the two. So, Daniel, give everybody kind of a rundown. Who are you? Because I'm sure somebody found this logo and thought, ooh, a fresh new podcast. They hit click and they have no idea who you are.
So my name is Daniel Whitworth. I run and operate Honeycomb Custom Calls, small turkey call company. We do a lot of our hunting in Florida. We have some partnerships in the state of Florida. So we absolutely love our Florida turkeys. And I think you'll see that in the first couple episodes of this new podcast. I'm super excited to be joining. I know you had to search far and wide and you crossed off all those names to finally get to me at the very bottom of the list, the co-host. I appreciate that. But I'm excited and can't wait to meet all of our three of our listeners that we'll have and and looking forward to sharing the turkey news.
I love that you share my pessimism when it comes to these kinds of things. I'm always surprised when we have a download, even if it's just one. I'm like, cool, somebody finds it fun. Because when you do this, there can sometimes be the idea of, is anybody even going to listen? I know people are going to listen because the guests that we have lined up, they've probably never heard from, or they may have heard from, but they haven't heard the avenue we took them down. And so I'm going to leave the guests that we've had lined up kind of alone. I don't want to talk about it, but we're going to kind of tease some of this out here in the first episode. And I say this with very little hesitation because the very next thing you're going to hear from the podcast feed is going to be this guest. Daniel and I kicked off this episode with Dr. Marcus Lashley. You probably heard him referred to on Instagram as Dr. Disturbance. You may have even listened to his Wild Turkey Science podcast. And we had him on. This joker comes on and we just peppered him with Florida-based questions, because unlike a lot of other places in the country, Florida is not seeing the same trends. You don't see this panic. You don't see a lot of the similar regulation changes. And we really wanted to break into what a man of Florida who lives and breathes turkey habitat, really. I mean, it serves multiple avenues, but he really lives and breathes turkey habitat, what the state of the union was for Florida. And much to my surprise, we found ourselves and we found the core theme of this podcast in that episode. So I'm just going to say it plainly. This series, this limited turkey series, is sponsored by Honeycomb Custom Calls, specifically the collaborative call line that we have. It's a three call combo pack. These are calls that Daniel custom designed based on feedback that I gave him, that Chase gave him. And that was largely just a collaboration that started as a business arm. That was just a thing we were wanting to do. And I'm glad that we pursued it, because what we've realized is now we have a fundraising mechanism that we can put our money where our mouth is on this. And so in the next episode, you're going to hear about Dr. Lashley's fund, which is the Turkey and Associated Wildlife Management Fund. We're going to be donating. The purpose of this podcast is to raise money for that fund. That fund, as you'll hear, supports a lot of the research that's happening in the state. And we're going to donate $5 from every mouth call pack that is sold to that fund. We're going to have a competition. We're going to have a giveaway. And some of those details are going to kind of unfold over the coming weeks. So stay tuned to the episode, because in the introductions, as things unfold, we're going to kind of break that down. But we've partnered with a couple Florida companies to bring this together. It's a Florida-based foundation. It's a Florida-based companies, both Daniel and mine. And so we've partnered. And what we're going to do is a giveaway. Daniel's going to donate some calls. I'm going to donate some calls, a custom call made by me, so that you have a functional pot call. And
that was a fly jab right there. Yeah. Very well done, my man. Very well done.
So you're going to have calls from both Daniel and I. And Florida Camo has also partnered with us to donate a shirt, top, and bottom of your choice to the winner. So here's how this works. So on top of donating $5 for every combo pack that we have, every purchase that you make is going to count as 1 point into an entry. If you send me, at Chasing Tails Outdoor Podcast, and we're going to keep this consolidated just so that the tracking of this is easy, because Daniel's busy making these calls. He complains all the time about the amount of orders you guys have placed, and I really appreciate that. Y'all just keep the pressure up.
Working me like a dog.
If you buy a mouth call pack, it's a single entry. If you kill a bird this year, and it's all honor system, guys. I mean, so like, come on. But if you kill a bird, you send it to my Instagram, then you get 10 additional entries, and those entries go towards that drawing at the end of the Talking Tom podcast. Okay. We've got some other things that are in the works. But literally the idea to make this a fundraising moment came literally as we started recording these episodes. So we're doing everything we can to put this into motion, but we both feel compelled and called to do this. It was literally the moment we got done with that first episode. Am I misspeaking, Daniel?
No. During the episode, you sent me a text. I was like, and I think I was typing it up at the same time, and we were both on the same page. And one thing I'd like to say, and just kind of add to that, is we all know of Turkeys for Tomorrow, and it's a great foundation, and they do a lot of good stuff. So what we want to do is target the state of Florida, because they obviously target multiple states. So the good thing about this foundation and what you'll be donating to is directly to the state of Florida. So you will see an impact here for us.
Yeah. Yeah, and he talks a lot about in that episode the seed money that the state gave him and the need to match it with this fund. And so, I'm not going to say anything else, because we're just kind of killing that episode by giving all the spoilers. But I can't say enough that this episode is really meant to be that fundraising mechanism. And so get prepared to order some calls. I would really appreciate it. And just so you know, if you're listening to this and you've already ordered calls, I'm grandfathering that all in there. I'm literally putting my money exactly where that is. That $5 comes, right out of everything that we've sold up until this point, and it's going to continue as we progress through this. This isn't like some random fundraising moment, sale promotion thing. Like, we're going all the way back to the back. And I was actually talking to Daniel about the number of sales we had in February, which were absolutely amazing. And so if we keep that energy up in March and April, we're going to raise a significant chunk of money. I do want to say that you can also, if you want to, donate to the website directly. And I strongly recommend that you consider doing that. And Daniel, maybe we need to add that to the giveaway, right? Like, if you donate to the fund, which is going to be in the show notes. So if you're listening to this and you're like, holy crap, I feel compelled to do this right now, just scroll up or down, however you want to look at it, to the show notes. The link will be in there. But maybe if they donate directly to the website as well, we should enter them in there as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Just send us a screenshot or, a way to confirm it or honor system, however. We're all in this trying to do what's right and trying to keep our turkey population where it's at and raise some young ones.
Yeah, I want to increase the turkey population. That's something we talked about in that episode, and it's doable. Yeah. Turkey hunting is something that I'm really new to. And I have a lot of reservations about having a podcast talking about turkey. And I hope that as we go through this, you guys hear the guest talking more than me, which I feel like, having recorded two or three episodes now, we're starting to see that trend, because we've got some really fun stuff lined up and some really fun guests coming down the pipe as well. But the purpose of this episode, what is the purpose of this episode? I want to bring you guys stuff you haven't heard before. Daniel and I were both talking about how a lot of stuff just kind of gets regurgitated across the airwaves. And so we're working really hard to find people you haven't heard from, or people that you have heard from, but a different avenue, a different side of them. And so this might not be an every week thing. Like I said, we're going for 6 to 8 weeks of this. But what we are going to bring you is a targeted, topic rich environment. And I hope everybody really enjoys it.
Yeah. I feel like the content that we're going to be bringing isn't just the everyday sitting around talking about the same old turkey talk as always. I feel like the questions that we're asking are legit questions that the everyday person has that doesn't seem to get answered on every podcast. At least that's how I personally I feel about it. So the questions that we're bringing our guests are unique and original, and they have really good answers for us. And we try to trip them up sometimes, but man, they are very good at what they do and they know their stuff. So it's just been a blessing to have these guys on. They've been fantastic. I've had so much fun doing it so far, and look to keep this hot streak alive.
Yeah. Yeah. And I also say this, you know, Daniel, you and I are trying to hunt this year. So if we end up hunting, that might be, you know, recapping that hunt might be one of those stories. It might be an Instagram live that gets turned into a podcast, right? And coming in and recording something that way. So it just because we say we're looking for original content doesn't mean every week is going to be a guest. The cool thing about turkey hunting is you have a lot of opportunity to make some really lifelong memories along the way. All kinds of crazy things can happen, from a bird flying off the roost to you to your exact spot in the morning, flying off of the roost in the evening to come back for just, you know, a last look, or you know, in any number of crazy things that could happen. And that story might be compelling enough to bring to you guys. So I know we're planning a really late season opportunity that probably won't make the airwaves this year, but maybe next year, because it's going to be after the window that we're doing this podcast. But I'm excited about it.
Yeah, it's shaping up to be a good year. So hopefully the turkeys cooperate, because they can be a little frustrating at times.
So let's do this. Let's end this with some of our turkey plans. We'll keep this one kind of short, but I feel like we have to kind of like set the stage for what people can come to expect. So what states are you going to be hunting this year?
So this year, I hope to obviously hit Florida. So we're going to start out in Florida. We wanted to make a trip south this year, but the timing just schedules and timing isn't going to line up to try South Florida for the early opener. So we're probably going to hit our northern Florida counties like we normally do. From there, going to Georgia, and then we're going to slide over into Alabama, do a little bit of Alabama hunting, and then hopefully at the end of the year, we may be able to creep up to Tennessee. Who knows? We'll have to see what the future holds. But hopefully we can knock a couple birds down and get some good film content for the listeners and the viewers. But we're looking forward to a good season.
I've got very little to add to that, unfortunately, because it sounds like our plans are darn near identical. I will be hitting all of the same states.
I've talked about it.
It's almost like we planned this out on purpose.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've got a goal of 49 by 49. I want to kill a bird in all 49 states by the time I turn 49. And so I've got
1 year?
Two. I've got a couple years to get that done. Yeah, yeah. And so for me, I'm trying to hit two or three states a year outside of Florida. I get the chance to, you know, start my season in Florida, unlike a lot of other states. And so I feel like I can maybe get that angst out on a bird here locally. And then I'm going to jump to those three states, you know, Georgia, Florida, and Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee. A mixture of private and public when it comes to turkeys, I couldn't care less. I kind of sometimes think private birds are harder to kill than public land birds in some instances. And so I'm just going to bounce around. I'm being a nomad. If I shoot a bird, if I go for like a weekend, I shoot a bird in Georgia, I'm probably just going to pick up camp, drive all the way to Alabama, and try and, you know, strike gold there. And God forbid I hit fire there, because I might end up just picking up camp and going straight up to Tennessee and seeing what yeah. I can do.
Then jump over to Mississippi if all things go well. Who knows?
Yeah, I told my wife, I said, yeah, this is one of those stretch years. One of my ultimate goals is when I started thinking about like the number of birds I could kill. You know, one of my goals to the podcast, and you guys won't benefit this until next year, but we're trying to film really high quality content this year. We invest in a lot of camera gear. You and I have talked about it a lot. And it's my hope that both of our channels, Chasing Tails Outdoors, our formal channel, Chasing Tails Outdoors, and Honeycomb Custom, will have some really high quality content for you guys next year. And what that means is you have to wait 1 year. But then after that, you'll always have a season of content you can watch. The problem is we don't do this full time. If you buy enough calls, we can. But we don't do this full time. And so we're stuck between, like, do we edit this year and try and drop and hunt? Or do we try and get as much content created, organized, and filed? And then in the off season, which just sucks. There's such a long off season between turkey seasons. You know, we're going to crank out calls and we're going to edit like madmen. So I think you guys are going to really like it, and I think you're going to end up seeing Daniel and my face on YouTube maybe more often than you'd like.
Yeah, they tell us we do a good job of podcasts because we have a face for radio. So we'll try to get on YouTube and some of those platforms and yeah, make a splash there.
Well, they make that blurred thing that you can just put on somebody's face and it'll just chase them across the city. So if you know, we can just do that whenever I'm on there.
Maybe we'll have a few more people tune in then.
Yeah. Oh man, well, I don't want this to drag on too much, but I kind of wanted to give everybody kind of a framework of what was going on, what they could come to see and come to expect, and who knows what this evolves into. Stay tuned every week, because as this evolved, if we get more sponsors for the giveaway, we will let you guys know. We're working on a t-shirt, but I'm not not making any promises right now. We've got to locate somebody who can kind of drop ship them for us, because I don't want to have a whole bunch of inventory on hand. That's not something we're looking to do, but I think we can figure that out as well. So we'll work on a design. We'll keep you guys posted. And if you want to, by the time you're hearing this, you can go ahead and click to the next episode, which is the formal episode 1 of the Talking Tom podcast. Thank you for tuning in this week.
You want to succeed, you want to fish, you want to be one of the greatest.
Tune in to West Marine's Life on the Water, presented by Costa Custom Boats, every Saturday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
You'd think, with four of us spread out on a tiny island, that the task of tagging a whitetail would not be a big thing. But, as I've learned, no matter where I've been, whitetails can be damn tricky.
Pursuing wild game in wild places. Tune in to Hunt Stand Presents Saturdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.